The state produces a forecast for both the early and late sockeye runs to the Chignecks, but the total run came in low, and the fleet hauled in only about 60% of the preseason estimated harvest. ADF&G's Dawn Wilburn is the area management biologist for the Chignecks salmon fisheries.
So the forecast for the total run was 2.2 million with a harvest of 1.4, and we harvested approximately 850,000 out in the Chignick area for this year, so pretty low.
Wilburn says both escapement goals were met, which is the state's primary management concern. The Lake and Peninsula Borough's fishery consultant, Chuck McCallum, estimated the harvest was 5.2 million pounds of sockeye, valued at $7.2 million at $1.38 a pound. The season was shaping up to be a bit of a bust, but then the volatile pink run just exploded.
Looking back to 1960, we had the largest harvest ever. The second biggest harvest was, in 2008, of about 2.9 million, and we harvested over 6 million in the Chignick management area this year. So that was a big help to the fishermen in the Chignick area this year with the poor sockeye harvest, for sure.
ADF&G does not issue a formal forecast for the Chignick pink harvest, but the five previous odd years averaged out to 1.4 million. Wilburn says nobody expected this huge pulse of pinks in the Alaska Peninsula, Kodiak, and even Cook Inlet, but the fleet and the buyers were glad to have them. Last year's pink run wasn't expected to be great, but proved to be a total bust. This year's, on an odd year, was supposed to be better, but Wilburn has few answers for why it was as good as it ended up being.
Around in this area, the even years are typically smaller than the odd years, but why it was so poor last year and so much better this year is really hard to say. You know, it could be feed conditions in the ocean, first year survival, it's really difficult to tell.
The 6 million pink harvest, the biggest since statehood for the Chignecks, pushed the pink catch value to close to $6 million. Along with $1.4 million from the chum catch and a little from coho and chinook, the total value of the Chignick salmon fishery likely went past $15 million in 2017. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.